Hi again, and welcome back. I'm glad you could join us. I know that our door is a little bit hard to find, nestled between the satellite supply store and the AI confessional booth, but here you are. Got a question about tomorrow? Well, you are in the right place. Welcome to your friendly neighborhood futurology shop, where you can get the answers to tomorrow's questions today. On today's trip to and from the future, we are considering questions of sublimation and extra dimensions. And to walk us through both physics and metaphysics, I called up Dr. Katie Mack, an astrophysicist and the author of the book The End of Everything, Astrophysically Speaking. Katie, yes. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Are you ready to give some advice?
I will do my best.
Do you like advice columns or do you find them?
I do. I enjoy them a lot. Yeah. I do enjoy giving advice, although I do not trust my own judgment in any context.
It's good to give advice, but I don't want to have to ever take advice. That's how I feel, where I'm like, I'll do what I want.
Right. Yeah, I will give advice to other people. I will not give myself good advice or accept good advice from other people, I think is the usual pattern.
Yeah. I think that's normal. I think that's like a normal thing.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to play this question for you. Okay. I'm going to do it via sharing my screen. And so it should just come through your headphones. Let's see if I can.
Hi, Rose. I have a question for advice from the future. I want to know if I should sublimate into a higher dimension. I think that's the term for it, sublimate. But, you know, there's other higher dimensions, maybe, I guess, or they say. And, you know, what would that be like? And would that kill me? And would that, would that be super awesome? Let me know from the future. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Where should we begin?
I feel like we should begin with defining the term dimension.
I was going to ask, are there, in fact, other dimensions?
Well, so...
Okay, so buckle up, do a few neck rolls, crack your knuckles if you need to, because you are about to get about 7 minutes of straight physics just injected directly into your veins here. So get a pen and paper if you want, or if you're like me, just, you know, let it wash over you like a complicated but beautiful piece of music that you don't totally understand, but you do enjoy listening to.
In physics, we talk about dimensions as there's just sort of directions, you know, that you can go. Like, so in our world that we experience, we have three dimensions, right? We have forward, backward, left, right, you know, up, down. And we often talk about time as being a dimension when you get into like relativity and stuff. And so that then you can say we have four dimensions. But there are a lot of ideas in physics around possibilities of additional dimensions. Additional spatial dimensions. So you imagine a direction that is at right angles to all of our current directions. And that is not a thing that a human mind can visualize for the most part. Maybe there are people who can do it. I have yet to meet someone who has convinced me that they can visualize this. But in principle, mathematically, it's totally fine. You have a higher dimension that's just, it's a direction that's perpendicular to all of our directions, and you can have more of those. Mathematically, it makes sense to just, you know, you can have four spatial dimensions, five spatial dimensions, 11, whatever. And there are certain reasons in physics why we hypothesize these things. One of the famous reasons people talk about higher dimensions in physics is because certain kinds of string theory ideas only work with higher dimensions, with string theories in general. These ideas about sort of unifying quantum mechanics and gravity, sometimes you need extra dimensions to do that, and you have some sort of physical object that moves in higher dimensions, and that corresponds to something that we observe in our dimensions, you know, in our space. So it kind of helps with the mathematical structure of these theories. And There are also ideas about extra dimensions that come in when you try to explain why gravity is so much weaker than the other forces of nature. So we think of gravity as being strong, but, you know, every time you pick up a coffee cup, you're overcoming the gravity of the entire Earth pulling down on it. And the coffee cup is holding itself together with electromagnetic forces, much, you know, it's not sort of crumbling to a heap because of gravity. Gravity is weaker than electromagnetic forces, than the nuclear forces, the strong nuclear force and the weak nuclear force. And so there have been ideas about why that is that involve maybe gravity is leaking into other dimensions. Literally, the idea is that gravity can pass through higher dimensions of space that may or may not exist. And if that's the case, then we see it as a little weaker in our three-dimensional space because the actual activity of gravity is through a larger space than what we experience. So those are the kinds of things that we talk about when we talk about extra dimensions in physics. Now, in general, if there is some higher dimensional space, let's say we're talking about there are a couple of different kinds of extra dimensions. So there are some that are small, which is a weird idea, but the idea being that, you know, our current dimensions of space are large, which means that you can go a long way in any of our three directions and, you know, you don't hit any kind of edge or come back on yourself or anything. But in some theories, the extra dimensions, if they do exist, are very small. And that means that if you could go that weird direction, you wouldn't get very far before you come back to where you've started. And so those are not suitable for travel.
It's very Alice in Wonderland, like you just like wind up in this like tiny little loop.
Yeah. The other reason extra dimensions might not be suitable for travel is because, generally speaking, for most of these theories, though not for all of them, the standard model particles, the particles that make up us and matter and all of the, you know, even light, can only live on our three-dimensional space, and it's only gravity that extends through the higher dimensional spaces. And so being created of regular matter, we just, our matter can't go to those spaces, even if they do extend very far in some new direction. So that's the very technical physics-y version of higher dimensions. That is almost certainly not what anybody means when they talk about going to another dimension or a higher dimension or something. When people talk about it, colloquially, they mean like an astral plane, which is an idea of like some other kind of space that exists, you know, maybe parallel to our space or like above our space in some way. And they're not just talking about a direction there. And it's possible that they're, I'm trying hard here, it's possible they're talking about brain worlds. So a brain world is a lower dimensional space, like a 3D space, that lives inside a higher dimensional space, like a 4D space or a 5D space. Okay, so it's possible that our space is embedded within some space with larger number of dimensions. And so it's kind of like our space is like a sheet in a larger space, and there could be other sheets that are sort of three-dimensional spaces. That's the brain world idea. We call each sort of three-dimensional sheet a brain, brain as in B-R-A-N-E, short for membrane, I guess. So we could be on a 3D brain, and there could be another 3D brain separated from us by this higher dimensional space that only gravity can pass through. And, you know, who knows what could be on that other brain. And that could be thought of like a parallel universe. We don't have any evidence that something like that exists. The most often way it comes up as a possibility is, in some ideas where it can interact with our brain, and usually that's catastrophic, so it's not great. But it might be, you know, it could be potentially, there could be another space out there.
How would we know if we were in a brain? Like, if we were in a brain inside of another brain, like, how would we know that?
Well, so the tests of gravity are what could tell us that, right? So if the extra dimension is large, then the strength of gravity would change differently than we expect as we look at very small scales. So basically, when we talk about large extra dimensions in physics, we're actually not talking about like things that extend a really long way. Usually we're like millimeter size or less. So even then you can't go very far in those directions. But that means that if, let's say we have another dimension that's only about a millimeter wide, but it's like the fourth spatial dimension, then if we can measure the gravitational force on the scale of a millimeter, then that's where it starts to make a difference to how gravity acts. So like if you're standing a millimeter farther away from a mountain, you're not going to notice the gravitational force is changing. But if you can measure the gravitational force of something that's only a millimeter large, like wide or something, and you go a little bit farther than that, then you should show a really big difference in the gravity as you get a little bit farther from that. And if the gravity is not just, you know, extending in our three-dimensional space, but also going into another space that's about the size of where you're measuring it, then you'll notice a difference. And then there's a whole bunch of kind of really esoteric particle physics experiments that are looking for various things that could be consequences of extra dimensions. And we haven't found anything yet.
So you'd have to shrink yourself down very, very, very tiny. And then maybe you could talk about potentially traveling to this small new dimension, or would you still not be able to travel even if you were super tiny?
So, yeah, even then, like, in principle, only gravity can traverse that space, right? There are very few theories where other things can traverse that space, and I don't know what it would do to you to try, so... And I don't know what it would do to you to be a macroscopic object trying to traverse a small space. So I'm not sure it's advisable. I also don't know exactly what it would do to you.
Could you travel between brains if we knew that they were there and we wanted to like move around between them?
Well, I mean, you'd have to cross the space that separates them, right? So imagine two brain worlds or two brains as being sort of sheets inside a 3D space, like, you know, sheets of paper separated by some space, right? Like you need to cross that space. So they're not touching each other, you know, they're not immediately adjacent. So that's what makes that difficult is.
And what is that space? Is that just like nothing? Or like, what is it? Like, what is that?
I mean, it depends on the theory. So sometimes it can have sort of particles in it. It can be, you know, full of energy. It can be just empty, you know, space time, right? Just a empty space.
So nobody knows.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the theory and why you're sort of invoking these things, what it could have in it.
Be a risk to take, to try.
Yeah. Again, not really sure I'd recommend it. Even, you know, there are a lot of things that happen in science fiction that I would not recommend, like jumping into black holes. People do that a lot in science fiction. Not a good idea. Black holes are not a good place to go. They're very dangerous. If you get that close, they're fine out there, you know, light years away or whatever, but you really don't want to jump in.
You shouldn't drive the spaceship into it.
No, you really shouldn't. Bad things will happen to you in several different ways.
Why do you think that these ideas of like other dimensions or other sort of like universes or parallel spaces are so appealing? I feel like I see them in bad science headlines all the time. People love this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, why is this so appealing?
Well, I think that, you know, we like the idea that there's a universe out there or a space out there that's just very different, you know, that where maybe the rules are different, the laws of physics are different. And you know, if there is another like brain out there, it could have different laws of physics. It could have, you know, different activity, different rules. So I think, you know, people, I think it comes out I do think a lot of it comes out of this sort of astral plane idea that there's a space that you might be able to tap into where the spirits live, right? Like people want to connect with their lost loved ones, wise beings, you know, the past, all of that. And I think that the idea that there's some other space out there where, you know, people can communicate differently, or where, you know, people can live forever as disembodied something. Like it's kind of, people think that's a neat idea. You know, there are a lot of different faith traditions that have some kind of heaven or some kind of, you know, afterlife where the rules are different and maybe it's better. You know, I think that appeals to people a lot.
So this question asker, I feel like, and part of it is like, probably seeing headlines that say like, oh, there are the potential extra dimensions, or potentially we're living in a simulation, or potentially there are these other things. And those are like fun, probably not fun for you, but fun for a lot of people to like see and think about, you know, because they are these like big, whoa, like galaxy brain ideas.
Yeah.
But I also feel like it kind of is like, if there was a way to get away from, like, it's kind of like a nice, like, emergency break. Like, we'll just go to a different dimension and not have to deal with any of this here.
Yeah. I can see what it's feeling. I mean, you know, it's the ultimate escapism, right? Escape our entire universe and all of its laws. That sounds great, right? problem is you don't know what you're going to find when you get there, which is often the problem with escapism. You know, you leave someplace, but then you're in someplace, and then you have to deal with being in that place.
If someone wanted to escape via physics, what would be a better way than trying to sublimate to a new dimension?
Escape what exactly?
I don't know. I guess I'm trying to think of like if there are other better versions of this that would actually potentially work. Not driving into a black hole, not a good idea.
Right. Not a black hole, no. I mean,
what about a wormhole?
Wormholes probably don't exist.
Dang it!
I'm very sorry. there's no evidence for them existing, and theoretically, it's very hard to construct a mathematically consistent wormhole that doesn't collapse on itself immediately. And if you can make one that doesn't collapse on itself immediately, it's usually very small and is held up by a kind of matter we don't know if it exists or not. Probably doesn't. Wormholes are a bit tricky. If you could go into a wormhole, though, it would just take you somewhere else in our universe, which may or may not be helpful, depending on where that someplace else is. In principle, it could also allow time travel, which is kind of cool. So if you want to go to the past or the future, you know, I mean, going to the future is fairly easy. Physics, you know, according to
physics.
We're
doing it right now.
Yeah, we're doing it now. And if you get in a spaceship that goes really, really fast, you can get there sooner than all of your friends who didn't get in spaceship, you know. So like relativity is great for that. If you hang out really close to a black hole, don't go into it. But if you hang out, you know, close enough, and let the, you know, the curvature of space affect how time is flowing around you, then you can also get to the future, you know, faster than your friends. Maybe going to the future is your best bet if you really want to escape. You know, get in your spaceship, go really fast for a long time, come back, or go somewhere else if you think there's somewhere else that's nicer. And then, you know, see if we've worked it all out yet. And if not, you get back in your spaceship, try again.
That feels like a lot of faith to put in people to be like, they'll just work it out.
Yeah, you know, and also it's a little bit, you know, kind of freeloading on the progress of generations, right? Like that's not, it's a little bit of a faux pas there. I don't know. I think that for me, you know, the escape for you get through with physics is more kind of philosophical, right? You get to think about the universe and how cool it is, and gain some perspective, some kind of cosmic perspective of how we fit into this amazing cosmos, and you know, how unimportant we are to the universe, and that can be helpful to think about sometimes. And you know, how fragile and temporary we are, like maybe just kind of having a cosmic sense of that can help you sort of appreciate what you have, even when it sort of sucks in its own way. It's not practical, really, but I do think that stuff can be helpful.
More practical than trying to sublimate to another dimension, though, because that's not possible, it sounds like.
Yeah. I think, you know, sort of power of positive thinking is kind of the best I can offer in terms of what physics can do to improve your circumstances. Destroying your physical form to exist as pure energy in some higher plane is probably not going to go the way you think.
In the more like philosophical realm, if you ever have like the feeling of wanting to like escape some situation, what kind of advice might you give in the non-physics sense of like somebody who's like, I got to get out of here?
Oh, like practical world advice, like life advice. Oh, this is fun. Okay. I think the first step I would suggest is to, contact an actual professional, a counselor or a psychologist who can help you talk through whatever it is that you're trying to escape. In some cases, you may need to enlist the help of a social worker or a law enforcement agent, depending on what exactly you're escaping. If it's just that, you know, life is complicated and you don't like how it's going, then I think the most important thing is really to figure out what exactly you're escaping. I think that's always going to be the, the crux of the problem. And I think that people are not always clear on that. You know, a lot of times people just have this sort of malaise and don't really know where it's coming from or what to do with it, or they're not happy with their life and they're not entirely sure why. And I think taking a good amount of time to figure out exactly what it is that's bothering you, what parts of it are in your control and what parts aren't, and then, you know, try some stuff, right? Like, you don't know what's going to make your life better. Like, try some things, you know, maybe taking up a new sport is going to make you feel better, or some kind of hobby, or talking to your friends more, going outside once in a while, or whatever. Like, there are a lot of things that can help that you might not have thought of. And so I think being open to new experiences is a really good place to start. And talking to people who know more about life than theoretical physicists is also good.
Maybe learn some physics. It'll give you some perspective.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. You can take up astronomy. Learn about math. I mean, you know, there's some amazing books about abstract algebra out there, which I really think can help if you get really into that. I mean, just a suggestion.
Not for me. I don't think so.
I mean, you never know. Like, it's a totally different way of thinking about like patterns and shapes and how things are organized in the world. I don't know. I thought it was amazing.
Well, Katie, thank you for explaining dimensions to me, which seems like a thing I should know what they are, but turns out are more complicated than I thought, because, you know, who knows? I guess that's the common thing I feel whenever I have you on the show ever to talk about physics. I'm like, that's more complicated than I thought it was going to be.
I'm sorry.
But thanks for coming. No, it's good. It's good.
It's because you're asking questions about interesting things that are touching on, you know, real cutting edge physics. So that's cool.
It's fun. It's fun. Yeah. Also, like, everything is always more complicated than it
that
seems,
is true.
Right? Like,
that is also true. Yes.
That is part of why we want to escape and sublimate to a different dimension, because maybe it'll be simpler over there.
Yeah, because there's only gravity and no other particles. Very simple.
Yeah, right. And you're also dead. Yeah. So,
right.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's always fun to talk to you.
You're welcome. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Do you have a question about the future? Some conundrum you're facing now, or one that you think we might face in the future? Send it in. You can send a voice memo to advice@ffwdpresents.com, like Flash Forward abbreviated, flashforwardpresents.com, or call 347-927-1425 and leave a message. And now, a quick break, and when we come back, capitalism enters the chat. Okay, so Katie says that there probably are not extra dimensions in the way that you and I think about them. And I guess we have to take her word for it, since she is the astrophysicist after all. But if I know one thing about capitalism, It's that something doesn't have to exist in order to be sold. And with that in mind, I present to you an original poem written and performed by Jane A. Kwan. This is A Path Above.
A pamphlet in the waiting room promises me that the process is painless and the payout is wonderful. For all intents and purposes, it seems like an all-inclusive vacation getaway, more than a seemingly permanent separation from my body. Here are things I know about the procedure. It has a 100% satisfaction rate. No pain has ever been reported by clients. Nobody has asked to reverse the procedure. And my brother got it done. Last summer, I have not heard from him since. In the waiting room, the seats are covered in stained leather, the imprints of asses before me now gone off to some more final frontier. When I move, they creak. I wonder if making sound when we move is proof of our existence, and if this procedure isn't just some Dr. Kevorkian clinic. Would it be so bad if it were? Would it be so bad if it were not? I used to think shifting between dimensions meant time travel, like finally being untethered by linear time. But then the procedure came out and it promised a path to a higher dimension, something greater than fourth time, or fifth, gravity maybe, or even sixth. I think higher just meant weirder dimensions, stranger concepts. But they needed to position this new plane of being. What was better than higher, beyond, above? Religious believers certainly know that up is better than down, but my brother simply went away. I asked while being interviewed to see if I was a good candidate for sublimination, what would happen to my body afterward. Probably because I missed my brother. There was no part of him that had been returned to me, no plot of land or urn, no proof that he had ever been here. Clients wishing to embark on their journeys will not have to worry about their physical forms after sublimination is completed. But I wanted to know what would happen to me. What had happened to him? The company treats all clients and their privacy with the utmost respect before, during, and after their facilitated beginning. I never did get an answer, but I wanted to go along with it anyway. If you're wondering, did I know he was going to do it? Would it surprise you to know that I did not? And maybe I couldn't have asked him to stay. Sometimes I imagine that we all turn to soups, big vats of primordial something continuously being added to one another to make another life, and that's how it all starts, another. And later, much, much later, something will come out of the all of us, an other. Something legless, lacking spine, a collective, me, my brother, and the strangers who said yes. Other times I imagine we turned into steam. The first thing we learn to do in a higher dimension is not how to walk or run, but how to dissipate so that we are everywhere and also nowhere. I imagined a flash of light so blinding it made our shadows permanent on the wall behind us. That I would go into a room and there would be the shadows of the people who said yes. And maybe I could recognize my brother. I would stand so that when they did vaporize me, my permanent shadow would remain beside my brother. And someone later would recognize me too. Maybe. But I would come back, just once, unlike my brother, because he forgot to tell me what it would feel like when it finally happens. and I go. It feels like dying. We assure you, we are not killing you. But it feels like making the choice to die. Life in a higher dimension is unknowable to us here. The joy of discovery and revelation, the moment the procedure takes place, is unfathomable in its intricacy and nuance. Worldly issues like money and politics will become trivial in an uncharted dimension. We believe in the process. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. And no client has ever asked to reverse the process. My brother never asked to see me again. To reverse the process, he never asked. All I want is new adventure, a chance to start over and see something above, beyond this, or higher, or up. Just something new.
Advice for and from the future is written, edited, and hosted by me, Rose Evelyn. A Path Above was written and performed by Jane A. Kwan, a transmasculine, non-binary writer living in Los Angeles. You can find links to their work in the show notes, and please do check them out because they are incredibly talented. The theme music is by Also, who has a new album out called The Good Grief, which you can get on Bandcamp. Thanks to Michael for your question and to Dr. Katie Mack for joining me to dash our hopes of escaping to an alternate dimension. Additional music provided by Blue Dot Sessions. If you want to ask a question for or from the future, send a voice memo to advice@ffwdpresents.com. If you want to get behind the scenes stuff about how this show and other shows in the Flash Forward Presents network work and what's coming up, you can do that by becoming a member of the Time Traveler program. Just go to ffwdpresents.com for more about that. Until next time.